कुरलई फोर्ट, अलीबाग। सो नियर येट सो फार। माय पोस्ट ऑन रेवदांडा फोर्ट वॉज अबाउट शिवाजी ऑक्युपाइंग इट एंड सोरिंग टू ग्रेट हाइट्स बाय बिल्डिंग अ पावरफुल मराठा नेवी। दिस पोस्ट इज ऑन कुरलई फोर्ट विच इज 5 किलोमीटर्स बाय रोड फ्रॉम रेवदांडा फोर्ट बट जस्ट 2.5 किलोमीटर्स अवे as crow flies. Shivaji's glory started from Revdanda and spread across the Konkan coast north and south of Revdanda. But it is ironic that despite many attempts at occupying Korlai, Shivaji failed to capture it. In the end, he just gave up. So while his tale of glory started in its neighborhood, the Korlai fort remained too far for him. Kurlai Fort history. Built by the Portuguese in 1521 CE, Kurlai was a companion fort to Revdanda or Chol Fort. They perched it on a tiny peninsula jutting north at the mouth of River Kundalika. These twin forts formed a powerful defense for the Revdanda Creek. At a perfect vantage, they helped the Portuguese monitoring of the vessels arriving from the sea. Though Shivaji could not annex it, it later went to Marathas before landing with the British East India Company. There is an interesting backstory to its name. Earlier, the fort was called Moro de Chol. Moro in Portuguese means a small rounded hill. The Portuguese living around Chol spoke a peculiar dialect of Creole called Cristi. The name Kurlai came from the locals distorting the word Creole. Another belief is that many curlews came here every winter, and the name Kurlai came from the word curlew. Kurlai architecture. Built on a European architectural model, the fort has a deep moat around it. The access was only through drawbridges. The architect built its two walls, one around the base of the hill and the other at the top of the hill, with local granite stone and sea sand. These walls are irregular to maximize land usage. Around 400 atelier gaps and holes for gun firing dot these walls. Besides an armory, living quarters for soldiers, space for cannon movement, and some strong bastions, the complex also had a church that functioned until 1728 CE. Watchtowers along its periphery helped the soldiers keep vigil. The British built a lighthouse here to help ships navigate the rocky coastline. While there, request the lighthouse staff to allow you up. The view from the lighthouse top is fabulous. To get to the fort, hike up this hillock from the lighthouse complex entrance. While this 500-year-old fort may be in ruins, this hike is worthwhile to appreciate its historical and military importance and to get some drop-dead gorgeous sea views from its many viewpoints. Pin this granite superstructure.